Patrick Show.
Thanks for listening to Dan Patrick on Demand. Dan Patrick on Demand is brought to you by Radio Shack.
One of my favorite players, and he's Grady Sizemore of the Cleveland Indians. He just seems to do a lot of different things. And if you look at doubles, triples, home runs, stolen bases, plays a very good center field, and does it quietly without much fanfare, unless it's from the ladies. Grady's ladies. I'm sure he's going to love talking about that. Does the ladies' comment come up a lot of times to you, Grady?
Yeah, you get it every now and then.
Yeah, all right. Okay, how do you respond? I mean, women actually tremble around you. Why is that, Grady?
I don't know. I think it's just a smile.
Do they yell stuff out?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting sometimes during the games what you hear.
What have they thrown on the field? I mean, you got to get phone numbers during a game, right?
Yeah, sometimes you get little baseballs with numbers on them.
But no bra, no lingerie.
No, I'm waiting for that. Maybe as I get older, I can get the...
Yeah, be careful what you're asking for. This is a national show. You could be getting that pretty soon. You homered to lead off the first inning for the Indians yesterday. When's the last time you purposely tried to hit a home run?
Gosh, you know, I never really try to hit a home run. I mean, there's certain situations, maybe the game dictates it or the count where I'm trying to get a ball in the gap, but I never really try to hit it out of the park.
The longest you've ever watched posed for one of your home runs?
Oh, the longest. I'm usually on full sprint around first, but sometimes, you know, the ones where I watch are usually the ones that don't actually go out, the ones that hit off the wall because I think I got them and then they don't go and I'm sitting there.
So you pull a Manny?
Not try to, but yeah.
Okay. What I saw yesterday from Manny, did you see that catch?
Yeah, I did.
Actually. Okay. I get the biggest kick out of him. I don't know if he's a goofball or not, but he really enjoys playing the game. What was your thought when you saw Manny with the catch and then the high five?
I thought it was hilarious. Like, to be able to do that and to even think about high-fiving somebody in that situation, like, I'm pure panic on a ball over my head running at the wall, and he's just sitting there coasting nice and easy and has time to shake some hands and throw it in.
Would you ever do that in the game?
Not purposely. If I did it, it would be on accident, or I wouldn't even, I would never think to do that.
But do you think Manny even thought about it?
No, I think it's just second nature to him. I think that's just the way he plays. I mean, it's just, he's just having fun. He's just a kid having fun out there.
He's Grady Sizemore of the Cleveland Indians, joining us for the Dan Patrick Show. But that's just it. When you look at what is enthusiasm, if you look at Jabba Chamberlain reacting the way he did after a strikeout on Dave DeLucci on the mound, and then you look at Manny doing some of the things he does. What are the unwritten rules of what you're allowed to do? Manny will pose at the plate when he hits a home run. So yeah. I'm not quite sure what is baseball protocol and what's going above and beyond the call of duty. What is taboo in your opinion?
You know, it's tough. It's tough because every player is different. Every player plays the game, in his own way. I think, it's kind of a double standard for hitters. If they sit there and watch a home run, it's bush league, and, they might get one at the head next time, or the guy behind him might get thrown at. But a pitcher can really kind of go up there and do whatever he wants, and everyone just says, oh, he just, he wants it more. But
will that bother you, what Chamberlain did? If you were up with runners in scoring position and he reacted that way, fist pumping, doing a pirouette on the mound?
I never really watched the pitcher especially after he strikes me out. I don't really care what he's doing. But, it kind of bothers me, like, when I see it happen to one of my other teammates. But, you look at a guy like I've seen Mariano, he's with the Yankees, too, and I've never seen him do something like that. But, I know Jabba, and Jabba's a good guy, and he's a good friend. I mean, I've met him before, and he seems really nice. I think he just gets, he gets excited out there, and some guys are like that. You can't fault a guy for wanting to play well and getting excited. He plays at the Yankees, it's an exciting stadium. Sometimes the adrenaline gets the better of you.
Yeah, but that if you hit a home run and you're really excited, Grady,
yeah,
and you do any you pose, you showboat a little bit, you're excited, you're jumping up and down, somebody's probably going to have their tower buzzed the next time up,
yeah,
right?
Oh, that's what I said. I think it is a double standard. I think hitters really don't have much of leeway where pitchers can kind of get away with it.
Do we have an official designation for those bugs? Are they known as midges?
I believe they are midges. Bart, are they midges?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
How often do the midges come to the stadium?
I don't know. Everyone makes such a big deal about that game, but I mean, I've seen them before. I haven't really seen it that bad before, but I don't know. That was probably the worst I've seen it.
But did you have bug spray on? Because what he was spraying on that night actually attracted them.
Yeah,
right?
I've learned that the bug spray does not work on major league, but on midges. Bug spray does not work on the big league midges because they seem to just be attracted to it.
Do you have midge night at the stadium?
Oh, I mean, we might as well. We got fan weather day today, you know, kid weather day appreciation. So we got beach day tomorrow. I'm sure we'll have midge day.
Do you know how many
in the future?
Do you know how many items they sell related to Grady Sizemore?
Oh, I have no idea. Is it a lot?
Take a guess. How many Grady Sizemore related items the Indians sell?
20.
I got 41 items, Grady.
Oh wow!
You're not that interesting.
I know, seriously, they're just shoving me down the throats of Cleveland fans everywhere, aren't they?
Do you know about the bobblehead doll that sells for $275?
You know, I've seen that. I tried to get one, and they tried to charge me for it. They wouldn't even give me one. I was like, I couldn't even get one on the house.
I would like to get the Grady Sizemore bathrobe and slippers.
Oh, no. See, I haven't even heard of that. I wouldn't mind a little bathrobe slipper myself.
They wouldn't give you a bobblehead doll?
No, they were going to charge me.
Why don't you walk into the souvenir shop and just steal it?
That's
full uniform. Just walk in. Yes, full uniform. And, you know, have your bat with you and your glove and just walk in and just pick it up and say, this is mine. This is me.
I wonder what they'd say. I'm going to try it just to see what they'd say.
Yes, just walk in and I can see the headline, Sizemore caught stealing. How big is CC Sabathia now?
He's a big boy.
Is he three spins?
I don't think so. I think he's probably pretty close to it.
He's as big as Shaq.
Yeah, he's big. I mean, he's tall, and he's a presence on the mound.
Is your average higher than his weight?
I wish it was.
Hey, good stuff. Always enjoy watching you. And then I heard that Johnny Damon's your idol, and I thought, oh, you're a sick dude if Johnny Damon's your idol.
Oh, Johnny's great.
What is it about Damon? I mean, he's caveman.
I know. That's what he's a savage, you know? He plays hard, you know? He's I don't know. You know, growing up, he was just that guy who always played hard and like he had fun out there and, you know, kind of just let it all on the field and had fun. And I just, you know, I admired that. And, you know, he was a good player. And, you know, like I said, and then I just got a chance to meet him, you know, coming through the major leagues. And he's really nice to me. So I just, you know, I continued to, you know, to be a fan of his.
Did you hear about the naked pull-ups he used to do when he was with the Red Sox?
No.
Yeah, he would do naked pull-ups for morale purposes. He would do pull-ups. There, I'm going to leave you with that visual of Johnny Damon. Good to visit with you, Grady.
Thanks for having me.
All right, that's Grady Sizemore.
Thanks for listening to Dan Patrick On Demand. Click back to danpatrick.com for the live show Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern. Or grab fresh on-demand hours and interview segments every day right here on danpatrick.com.